This is dealing in zero mode.
Coral Bowman. President Vladimir Putin warned Saturday that Russia would consider any third-party declaration of a no-fly zone over Ukraine as participation in the war there. While Ukrainian officials blamed Russian shelling for breaching a ceasefire arranged in two cities to evacuate civilians. The struggle to enforce the ceasefire in Mariupol, a strategic port in the southeast, and the eastern city of Volnovakha showed the fragility of efforts to stop fighting across Ukraine as the number of people fleeing the country reached 1.4 million just 10 days after Russian forces invaded. Earlier, the Russian Defense Ministry said it had agreed with Ukraine on evacuation routes out of the two cities, the sites of growing misery amid an ongoing assault that created desperate scenes at hospitals and raised the prospect of food and water shortages for hundreds of thousands of people in freezing weather. Meantime, Russian President Vladimir Putin has intensified a crackdown on media outlets and individuals who fail to toe the Kremlin line on Russia's war in Ukraine, blocking Facebook and Twitter and signing into law a bill that criminalizes the intentional spreading of what Moscow deems to be fake reports. The move against the social media giants follows blocks imposed on the BBC, the U.S. government-funded Voice of America, and Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, German broadcaster Deutsche Welle, and Latvia-based website Medusa. For more on these and other stories making international news today, we invite you to visit our website. That's voanews.com. You can also download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Saturday visited a welcome center set up by Polish authorities in what once was a shopping mall, this in a town close to the border with Ukraine, where roughly 3,000 refugees are taking shelter after the Russian invasion of their homeland. America's top diplomat heard harrowing tales from mothers and their children who described long and perilous journeys and the shock of the sudden disruption and the fear for their lives after fleeing the devastation of the war. Blinken earlier was in the city of Rzeszów for talks with top Polish officials before heading to the border and a frontier post. He met the Polish prime minister and foreign minister a day after attending a NATO foreign minister's meeting in Brussels. The military alliance pledged to step up support for Eastern Flank members such as Poland to counter the Russian invasion. Although NATO has ruled out establishing a no-fly zone over non-member Ukraine, it has significantly boosted both military and humanitarian assistance. Rzeszów is about 80 kilometers from the Ukraine border, and its airport has become a hub for flights carrying such aid. Iran and the International Atomic Energy Agency said Saturday after talks in Tehran that they agreed on an approach to resolve issues crucial in efforts to revive the country's 2015 nuclear deal. The announcement came shortly before Russia said it would seek guarantees from the United States before it backs the deal, unfortunately, potentially scuppering hopes an agreement could be wrapped up quickly. IAEA Chief Rafael Grossi said the UN agency and Iran did have a number of important matters that we needed to resolve, but that they had now decided to try a practical, pragmatic approach to overcome them. Atomic Energy Organization of Iran President Mohammad Islami said the two sides had come to the conclusion that some documents which need to be exchanged between the IAEA and the Iranian organization should indeed be exchanged, and by May 22nd. Grossi's visit to Tehran comes after Britain, one of the parties to parallel talks on the deal in Vienna, indicated agreement was close. The 2015 nuclear deal had been hanging by a thread since then U.S. President Donald Trump pulled out in 2018 and reimposed sweeping sanctions, including on Iran's vital oil and gas exports. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman reporting for VOA News.